You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Workers' First Union has recently released a report covering Aotearoa's ambulance system, calling for urgent reform and public funding from the government. Various issues are outlined in the report, including New Zealand's ageing population, a growing trans-Tasman wage gap bleeding the workforce, the collapse of charitable giving, and a fuel crisis. First Union says if these problems are not addressed, they risk getting significantly worse in years to come. The report suggests catching the ambulance up with the rest of New Zealand's health service and making it fully publicly funded for the betterment of those who rely on emergency health response and its workers. To talk about the failing Aotearoa ambulance system and how it can be fixed, Monday Wire producer Thomas talks to Deputy Secretary for Workers First Union, Anita Rosentreter.
Starting off, can you explain some of the problems with our current ambulance system that this report highlights?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, one of the core problems is that our ambulance services are effectively contracted out to charities, St John being the major one. And so the vast majority of our health system is a public system. And then we have this one sort of segment of the system, which is ambulance services, that's sort of carved off to the side and is instead delivered by these charities. And so there's all sorts of issues in terms of coordination between them, inefficiencies in the system. And then there's the matter of, well, they're not being funded enough as well. So they can't really carry out the services to the degree that, you know, you'd like to see with the funding that they're being given. They're put in a position where they have to fundraise to complement what the government gives them. So that's why you see people around on the street with St. John buckets collecting coins to try and make up the difference. And it's also the reason that if someone calls an ambulance, they end up with a bill because they complement their funding with what they call patient co-payments. And so the other issue, big issue, I guess, is that this system was kind of put in place a long, long time ago when we were looking at a very different scale of ambulance services, and now we have a lot more demand on our ambulance services, and we're looking at a drastically increasing ageing population. And so as anyone can probably guess, if we have more people who are in that sort of 65 plus age group, we're going to have more ambulance call outs, and they're actually going to be more complex as well. So there's going to be more demand on our ambulance services, and government funding is just not keeping up with the pace of that. So what we want to see is the union for ambulance officers, and so this comes directly from the workers themselves, is 100% funding of ambulance services in New Zealand. There should be no question about that. Should be publicly funded, and then in the longer term, it should be brought back into public hands as well, and that will deliver the best outcomes for patients.
Is there any particular reason why the ambulance system hasn't caught up with the rest of the health system in Aotearoa, and in particular still relies on charity funding?
It's sort of a hangover from the way that it was originally established. So we just didn't have, you know, we're talking about the late 1800s, we didn't have an ambulance service. There was a need there, so the St. John charity stepped in at the time. In Wellington, there's this, the story goes that the mayor was walking down Lambton Quay, came across a man who was in distress and needed an ambulance, and there wasn't one available, and that's how Wellington Free Ambulance was established. And basically, they've just existed ever since, and they've been kind of incorporated into the wider system and formalised, and it's just kind of continued. So they're a relic of the past, and they're definitely not suited to the current modern New Zealand environment.
A lot of the issues you mentioned and that are in the report, you know, an ageing population, fuel crisis, trans-Tasman wage gap, feel like we're kind of only at the beginning of their potential impact. If this report isn't taken seriously and listened to, how bad off could the system get in, let's say, 10 years?
Yeah, it could absolutely get a lot worse. And I think we sort of can become a little bit complacent in New Zealand because there's always a kind of an overseas example you can look to and say, oh, well, at least, you know, at least it's not the US where we've got this fully privatised health system, and you just can't get healthcare if you don't have the money or insurance or whatever. But the thing is that we really don't want to end up there, do we? So we have to work really hard to ensure that there isn't the slipping that happens. And this is just one example of where the public health system doesn't cover this very, very crucial part of our health system. And essentially, there is a lack of transparency around it because of that. There's a lack of accountability around it because of that. That's the other important thing. People need to remember that if something's publicly funded, then there's a certain degree of accountability and transparency that comes along with that, and that's a good thing for us as taxpayers and as a society, being able to make sure that these services are being delivered well and that people are being looked after in the process.
And the government did announce a $35 million increase to funding in the recent budget. Is this enough to help the system, or is it still short of the mark?
It's definitely still short. It's obviously good to see any increase in funding. That's fantastic. But what's clear is that most of that will be swallowed up pretty immediately by these hubs that they've green-lighted in Auckland. It's certainly not enough to meet the full costs of the ambulance service, even as they are, and then definitely not enough to meet the future costs given these added pressures, like you said, the ageing population, the massive Trans-Tasman wage gap and so on.
That was Deputy Secretary for the Workers First Union, Anita Rosentrater, talking to Monday Wire producer Thomas about Aotearoa's failing ambulance system and how it can be fixed.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.